Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Ayin Aleph, 8 lines to the top of Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph Gufa, we learned on Daf Samach Tesem Beis, Om Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Mishmuel, Kol Ratzis Yisrael Artisol, Vertisol Yisrael Bavol, all lands are considered like a dot to Artisol, and Artisol considered like a dot to Bavol. In Rashi, Daf Samach Tesem Beis explained Yisrael Suffolk Yeruvan, that there's a Suffolk if they're mixed up, and therefore their Yichus is not pure, Ki Yisrael Shem Avim Bas or Mayim, Kamach Melech Vesubin, just like a dough that is mixed up with many ingredients and has yeast, water, flour, salt, and subin. And Rashi continues, Kalaratis Isa Pselis Eitzel Artisol, in regard and relation to Artisol, that all other lands is considered like Pselis, Lefish B'nai Artisol, Asukin Livdek B'yuchsin, Lefish HaKainim Mitzuyum Sham, and Artisol, Isa Bavel, She'ezra Hefrisha V'yatsum Sham, because as we learned, when Ezra left Bavel and he went up to Artisol for Binyan Bayesheni, he brought all the Pselim with him, and this way the Yichus of Bavel was purified. And in Agamar, Rashi brings down Isa Ki Isa Shimu Ravis, Uvashem Ramesha Merom, and from Moshe from Rome, Shemaita, I've heard, Isa Kipselis Anovim, it is similar to the remnants of a grape, after all the liquid was pressed from the grape. And the Gemara begins that although we brought this memra from Rabbi Yehuda and Neim Shmuel, however, the Mei Rebbe, already prior to that, in the time of Rebbe, Bikshu Lassus Bavel Isa Lord Sol, they wanted to say that Bavel is less pure than Eretz Yisrael. And Amal Lahen, so Rebbe said to them, Koitzim Atam Simili Bein Einai, that because Rebbe originally came from Bavel, as Rashi brings down, Mishun the Rebbe Mishpachas Bavel Ayah, Mimbele Bonim Shal Hillel, and he was from the grandchildren of Hillel, Sha'olav Akibul Nesiyosa Shal B'nei B'seira, because he went back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael in order to Makal Nesiyas of B'nei B'seira. And therefore Rebbe said that you're questioning my Yichus, and it's as if you're placing thorns between my eyes, if you want, Rabbi Chanina Bachama will respond to your point. And the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Chanina Bachama went, he responded to them, and he said to them, Kach Mekublani Rabbi Shmuel Bar Beisi, this is a Kabbalah I had from Rabbi Shmuel Bar Beisi, Sha'om Mishom Aviv, who said this over the name of his father, Rabbi Yesi, who was from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he has no Negias, Kalaratis Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Yisrael Bavel, that all lands is considered unpure, Lagabe Eretz Yisrael, and Lagabe Bavel, Eretz Yisrael is considered unpure, and not as pure as Bavel. And in this manner, Rabbi Chanina Bar Choma protected Yichus of Rebbe, and Rashi explains that what is the Nafkamina if Bavel is Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, or Eretz Yisrael is Yisrael Bavel, Zok Rashi, Bikshu Las Bavel Yisrael, Lahachsev Mishpachis Eretz Yisrael, Miyuchasis, and this will be Machsek to Mishpachis Eretz Yisrael, that them Miyuchas, Vilivik Ach Mishpachas Bavel, and in the opposite manner, that they actually have to check out Mishpachas of Bavel, Kalbal Misa Misham Isha, and anyone that wanted to marry someone from Bavel would actually have to first check out the Yichas of the person that they want to marry. And the Gemara continued with a similar story, Bimei Rav Pinchas, in the time of Pinchas, which once again is prior to Rabbi Yehuda and Neima Shmuel, Bikshu Lasses Bavel Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, they once again wanted to say that Bavel is impure as compared to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore when checking out the Yichas in order to get married, you'd have to check out people in Bavel, but you not have to check out people like Tzol. Amal Amal Avadav, and Rabbi Pinchas said to his Avadim, "Kshani Oymer Shnei Dvarim Beis Medrash Tuluni Barisa V'Reitzu." I'm about to go and say 2 different halachas in the Beis Medrash, and once I complete both of my things that I'm going to say, take me in my stretcher and start running. And Rashi points out at that point, Rabbi Pinchas was very old and he wasn't able to run by himself, and therefore he wanted to prepare for eventually what the reaction would be to his second idea. As at that point, people would ask him to prove it to them, and he didn't want to get involved in an argument with them. And he knew that if he had to prove to them that people in Eretz Yisrael were puzzled, they'll cause problems to people and families in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he didn't want to get involved in the conversation. And when he came into the Beis Medrash, immediately Rav Pinchas said to the people in the Beis Medrash, "Ein shchita leif min haTorah." Number one, you should know, midiraisa, there's no requirement to have shchita for a bird. And Rashi says, "Davishu teimalam." This is something which was a wonder to them. V'lo gilu lahem taimbang. He didn't explain to them and reveal to them his reasoning. K'dei shtei truim b'svarei v'shayna, in order they should be tarred in thinking about this halacha, and they wanted time to contemplate the second idea until he already leaves Beis Medrash. The time they in shchita loy ben atayra, but shchita school in yalmin v'shavah chazdamei b'shvicha ba'amod. That just with shvicha, that is enough. You don't need shchita. And of course, there's machlekes tanayim, and we paskin that shchita on oif is midiraisa. And the Gemara continues at Yosef Ka'amayin Ba. While the people in Beis Medrash was sitting and contemplating his first halacha, Amalahu, he said to them, "Kalaratzis isla tzol, veretzol isla bavel." That all lands are considered like a dough to Eretz Yisrael, and not as pure as Eretz Yisrael, and in comparison to Bavel, that Eretz Yisrael is not as pure as Bavel. And immediately after Rav Pinchas said this, Natlu Barisa V'Ratzu, they took him on a stretcher, and they ran out of the Beis Medrash, Ratzu Achrav Lo Yigyu, and all the people in the Beis Medrash ran after Rav Pinchas in order to discuss this idea with him, and they wanted proof it, and they weren't able to catch up with him, and therefore Yashu Batku Achigil Sekano Pirshu. So these Talmidim in the Beis Medrash took Rav Pinchas' words very seriously, and they went and investigated various various families in Eretz Yisrael until they saw that they were finding out that various families actually had psulim in them, and it turns out that they were investigating families that were very powerful, and that caused them a potential sakana, and therefore they stopped checking it out, and they relied on the din that we learned from Rabbi Yitzchak yesterday, that tzedakah asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, shemishpacha shnitma nitma, that any mishpacha that is already included in Klal Yisrael, then they're considered included, even though there potentially is a suffix, and even though potentially there is some sort of psul, we don't go and investigate. As the Gemara states, Rabbi Yechon stated, Hechala, I swear by the Hechala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'yadeinu hi, really, it's in our hands to go and investigate, and we're not scared of these powerful people, and if we investigate, then we could actually figure out which of Klal Yisrael is pure, and which of Klal Yisrael is not pure. But what should I do? But there are many families in Klal Yisrael where there are many Gedolei Adar that are mixed up in Klal Yisrael, and if we figure out that these families are not pure, and therefore they're not really part of Klal Yisrael, it'll cause a major problem. And Savlak Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yechon holds like the Shita Rabbi Yitzchak that Mishpacha Shnitma Nitma, as we explained. And the Gemara continues, Amar Baya, Baya explains, Afanan Nabatina, we also learned a similar idea in a Mishnah Masechtas Idyas, as the Mishnah states, Mishpachas Beis HaTzrifa, Hoysa Be'eva Yadin, there was a Mishpacha called the Beis HaTzrifa, that they were located Be'eva Yadin, meaning on the eastern side of the Jordan River, which nowadays is Jordan, and Ruchka Ben Sion Bezoya, and even though they were a Mishpacha that was Mucheses, Ben Sion, who was a very influential and powerful person, he announced that they are Pasol, and therefore he caused them to become Pasol, and Oidachar Sarisa, and there was another family that was really Pasol, and Bekir of Ben Sion Bezoya, and through the influence and the power of Ben Sion, he actually caused them to come close, and he included them as part of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara explains, Dugabi, these families that Ben Sion was Murachik and Makarev, we actually knew beforehand that it was Chazaka, that Beis HaTzrifa was actually Muchzik, that they were Kasha, and this other family was Muchzik, that they were Pasol, and Kagain Eglu, regarding these two families, and regarding these types of families, Elio Boli, Tamil Tal, Rachel Karev, Elio will eventually come to Asad Lavai, and he'll be Mitameim Mitara, and be Murachik and Makarev, and even though at this point they're part of Klal Yisrael, but since at one point it was a Chazaka on them that they were either Kasha or Pasol, therefore he'll tell us to go back to the original Chazaka. And the Gemara explains, Kagain Eglu Diyadin, that is only regarding these families where we originally knew, our Mishpach Shnitma Nitma, but if there's a Mishpacha where we don't have a suffix, and they got mixed up in Klal Yisrael already, even when Elio HaNavi comes, he will not be Mitami those families. And the opposite is true, as Rabbi Yitzchak stated, that Tzedakah Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Shemishpacha Shnitma Nitma. Rashi points out, how do we know that Elio HaNavi will eventually come and be Mitara or Mitame various families? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says in Malachi, Beheshev Lev Ovis Albanim, Zebin Beron Shozeh, and he will tell us that these are the grandchildren of this family, and by clarifying their Yichus, he'll be able to say if they're Tar or if they're Tame. And the Mepharshim point out that although the Gemara makes reference to Mishpachas Beis HaTzrifa by name, that is because they were Mishpacha that's Miucheses, and they really Chazaka that they were Kasha. However, the Mishnah is not Megalotas, the name of the second family, as in that case, these family was really Pasol, and Ben Tzion was Mekar of them, and of course, we would find out their name, then we would be Merachik them, and the Gemara wanted to make sure that we weren't Merachik this family from Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Tana, we learned to the Braisa, Oidacheres Haisa, aside from the Mishpachas Beis HaTzrifa, and the Oidacheres that was there, there was another Mishpacha, V'loi Rotsa Chacham Legalisa, and the Chacham did not want to be Megala, that this family was really not a family of Tahirim, and they were really unpure. But the Chacham give over the name of this family to their children and tell Talmidim, and they do this quietly once every 7 years, in order that they should at least know to keep away from them, because they wanted to make sure that the family stayed B'Tayra, and certainly there is a Maigla to stay away from this family. But Amrila, and some say, Pamayim B'Shua, that the Chum would give over the secret and would reveal the name of this Mishpacha at two different times during a 7 year cycle. And the Gemara continues, Amram Nachma Yitzchum, Mistavar Kamanda Amram, Pamachas B'Shua, that's more Mistavar like the Manda Amram who said that the Chum would only give over the secret once every 7 years, and therefore they kept it a greater secret. Kedetanya, as we learned to the Braisa, if Reuven states, Harini Nazim, Loya Gala Mishpachas, and Makabal on myself to be a Nazir, if I do not reveal a certain Mishpacha that is Tamei, and the Braisa teaches us Nazir, that he should actually become a Nazir, Loya Gala Mishpachas, and he should not reveal this Mishpacha that is Tamei. And we see from here that even though we know that there's a tzad that becoming a Nazir is not necessarily a good thing, as we know that if someone becomes a Nazir, that there's a tzad that is Nikri Chayte, and still we say that it's better that you become a Nazir than to reveal this Mishpacha, and therefore we see that it's much better not to reveal the Mishpacha is there Tamei, and therefore it makes sense that when Chum would be Maisa Yisrael B'nei Tamidim, and they would reveal a secret about a family, they would do it in less time, and they would only do it once every 7 years, and not twice every 7 years. And the Gemara now continued with a similar theme about revealing secrets, and Rabbi Bechana Amar Rabbi Yechon, Shem Ben Abba Oisies, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is written with four letters, Chum Oisies Yisrael Tamidim, Pamachas B'Shvua, the Chum give over the depth of the name to the Talmidim once every 7 years. And some say Pamayim Bishvua twice every 7 years. And it makes sense like the Man Omer that they did it less often and they only did it once every 7 years. Since the Pasuk in Pashish May states for Yom Ha'id Alei Kim Al Moshe Kosei Mel Bnei Yisrael Hashem Lekei Avisichem Lekei Avram Lekei Yitzchak Lekei Yaakov Shulchani Aleichem Zeh Shemi La'olam Zeh Zichri L'Dar Dar. And the Pasuk says La'olam without a Vav and it's Chasa, and we read the word as if it says La'aleim, and you should conceal and you shouldn't reveal the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we see that the less that we reveal the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the better. And the Gemara continues, Rava Sava L'Midrash V'Pirka, Rava wanted to dash in Pirka and to explain the depth of the name of your Kevavke, Amalei Husaba, and the Saba told him, and generally the word Husaba is referring to Eliyahu Navi, La'aleim Ksiv, that you shouldn't go and reveal it as it's supposed to be concealed. And the Gemara continues, Rav Avina Rami, Rav Avina is the Stira, and some say Rav Avina is the same person as Rav Avina, as Ksiv is said in the Pasuk Zeshimi, V'Ksiv Zezichri, and then the Pasuk says Zezichri, and really as Rashi says, the Pasuk could have said Zeshimi V'Zichri, and why did the Pasuk say V'Zezichri? And Rashi tells us, Mashma Shalom Du Shnei Shemois, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu two different names about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Amalai Zeshimi Miuchud, this is my name which is Miuchud, U'V'Zeh Hasheni Aniska, and this is the second name which I'm mentioned by. And as our Gemara continues, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Loik Shani Nichtav Ani Nikra, that my name is not read in the same manner that it's written as Nichtav Ani B'Yud Kei, that my name is written with Yud Kei Vav Kei, B'Nikra B'Alav Dalet, but when reading it, you read it as Adnos. And the Gemara will now discuss the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which has 12 letters, and the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which has 42 letters. And Rashi says, Shem Ben Shtim Esri U'Ben Abaram V'Shtayim Loik Pirshu Lanu, we are not familiar with the 12 and 42 letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara tells us, Tanur Abanan B'Rishayna, originally Shem Ben Shtim Esri Isis, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that had 12 letters, HaYimoseh Isil L'cha Adam, that all people knew about it, and it was given over to all people, and some explain it was only given over to all the Kayanim, Mishurab Pritim, but once there were people that weren't careful with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they didn't use the name properly, HaYimoseh Isil L'tzunim Shevekuna, then it was only given to those people that were Kayanim, and they would sue him, as Rashi says, L'varach Bayam B'Migdash, La'acha Avedis Tziba Shel Tamid Shel Shachar, and they would use it during Bechas Kayanim, which took place after Avedis of the Tziba, which was of the Tamid Shel Shachar. Gemara tells us that Tzunim Shevekuna, Mavlina Isim B'ni Imas Achim HaKayanim, and when the Tzunim of the Kayanim would say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and utilize the 12-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would make sure that it would say it while the other Kayanim was saying the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the rest of the Kayanim would lengthen the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and this way, the other Kayanim that was saying the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that 12 letters would be able to complete it during the same time, and people would not necessarily be able to hear the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that contained 12 letters. And Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Amar Rab Tafan, Rab Tafan stated, Pamachas Elisa Acha Achi Imi L'Duchen. One time I went up with my uncle, who was my mother's brother, to the Duchen in order to bench Klal Yisrael, and as Rashi says, that his uncle was a Kohen, and Rab Tafan himself was a Kohen as well. But the Maisa, it seems, Rab Tafan at that point was a Kohen, V'Tesi Ozni Eitzel Kohen Gadol, and I made sure to listen carefully to the Kohen Gadol, V'Shemat and heard Shavli Hashem B'nei Imes Achav HaKohenim, that he made sure that he said the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which contained 12 letters, and he said it while the rest of the Kohenim was singing, and this way everyone else wasn't able to listen, but I was able to hear the 12-letter name from the Kohen Gadol. And Rashi brings Rab Tafin Hoya Kohen, but except the Ksubis, Mais Rab Tafin Shekidish Shloish Meis Noshim B'Shnei Betzeres Kedei Lachilim Chuma, it was Mekadosh 300 women during the years of famine in order to make sure that they could eat Chuma, and therefore we see that Rab Tafin was able to eat Chuma, and he was a Kohen. Although Rashi explains Rab Tafin was a Kohen, however, in Nein Yaakov, the guess is that Rab Tafin was actually a Levi, and this is found in Masechtas Midas, and according to that, it comes out much better that Rab Tafin actually wasn't able to go in Duchen, and he only went up at one point with his uncle, who was a Kohen, but the Mais it would be Shver from the Gemara in Masechtas Ksubis, which seems to say that Rab Tafin was a Kohen. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rabbi Yehuda said the name Rav, Shem ben Abba Mishtoyim Ha'isis, the name of HaKadosh Baruch, which contains 42 letters, in Maisin Ha'isai, El Mishesnua, Va'ana, Va'im V'chetzi Amma, Va'in HaKoyis, Va'in HaMishtake, Va'in HaMaimin Al Midaisav, we make sure that we only give over this name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to someone that's a Tznua, and someone that's humble, and he's someone that's already reached half of his days of life, and we know that Yimesh Nisina Be'am Shivim Shana, and therefore we're referring to someone that's at least 35 years old, and he's a person that doesn't get angry, and he's also a person that doesn't get drunk, and he won't retain his anger about someone that did something wrong to him, and this way he won't go and use the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu improperly in order to curse the person. And of course, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that contained 42 letters was a very powerful Shem Hashem, and therefore we wanted to make sure that stayed out of the wrong hands. And the Gemara tells us, V'chol Yoida, if anyone knows his name, V'hizabai, and he's very careful not to use it improperly, V'amishamri B'tayra, and he guards it, B'tayra, of L'mayla V'nechmed L'mata, they must be mutal salbrius, and the fear of him will be mutal brius. V'nechol shnei alamim ha'ilam hazeh v'ilam habel, and he will be zeicha to good things in ilam hazeh as well as in ilam haba. And the Gemara continues, Amr Shmuel mishpeid saba. Shmuel said over the name of the saba, bavel b'chesek shirei medes. The bavel has a chazaka that's kasha. Atshi bavel chab manifsla. Until we find out why this person should be puzzle, as Rashi says, v'atshi bavel chab mishpach shat bali dovik ba b'manifsalas. But otherwise, mistama, you could go and be dovik with any part of Klai Yisrael that lives in bavel, as we have a chazaka that the kasha shairat says. However, all other lands in the world b'chesek pasli nayimdes. Then we say that anyone that lives there, there's a chazaka that a puzzle. And until we find out how that person became kosher, and if the person is genuinely kosher, as Rashi says, and this is based on the Mishnah that we'll have on Daf Ayin Vav Melav, and we'll discuss the exact investigation when we learn the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav Melav. Finally, Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, if there's a family, there's a chazaka that the apostle, then the apostle, then we say that they're kosher, and you don't have to be baidik. And the Gemara asks, on the cloud of Eretz Yisrael, Hagufa Kasha, Amr Muchsel Apostle Apostle. We said that if it's only if it's Muchsel Apostle, then the Apostle has stomach Kasha, but if you don't have any Chazak on the family, it'll be Mashmah at the Kasha, Vahadatani, and then we learn Muchsel Kasha Kasha. It's only if we have a Chazak at the Kasha that we say in the family in Eretz Yisrael is Kasha, has stomach Apostle, but if it would be stomach, then we would have to say that the family is Apostle. Amr Rav Huna Batachlifa, Mishmeh Rav, and Rav Huna Batachlifa answers the name of Rav, Loi Kasha, that's not Shver, and we continue on Daf Ayin Alpha and Beis, that Kamla Siya Isha, then we said that stomach is puzzle, that is talking about when someone l'chatchila is going to get married, then certainly they should be boydik a person and make sure they're kosher. And if there is no chazak on a person that they're kosher, they should go and investigate. However, kan l'chitzi ishim yaday, if a person already married to a woman and he didn't do a proper investigation, and l'maisa, there is no chazak that his family is puzzle, then we could take it for granted that the family is kosher, and therefore you don't do any further bedikas. As Rashi says, shenasa kfar mistamah loy mafkinad, that just mistamah, we wouldn't say that the person should get divorced. And the Gemara continues, Amar Biyisa, Biyisa states, Kol she sichasa b'bavol mesin le'isha. If a person speaks in the language of Babel and he speaks with a Babylonian accent, then we would say that it's muchzik that he is actually kosher because he's from Babel, and you can marry such a person without being baidik and without investigating. And the Gemara states, for idno dekra mai. However, nowadays that there are pastors that teach themselves the lashon of Babel, and therefore it seems that they're actually kosher, chayshin, we still have to be kashish, and therefore you'd have to investigate this person prior to marrying them. And the Gemara continues, Ziuri have a kaim shtamit mined Rabbi Echan. Ziuri was avoiding Rabbi Echan. Dava amalein sibarti, as Rabbi Echan was trying to convince Ziuri to marry his daughter. And Lumais, Ziuri did not want to marry Rabbi Echan's daughter because Rabbi Echan was from Eretz Yisrael and Ziuri was from Babel. And therefore, Ziuri felt that Rabbi Echan's yichus was not as strong as his. Yoimachad of Ka'azli Barucha, there was one time that they were traveling together, Motel Okam and Maya, and they got to a pool of water. Akvid Rabbi Echan, Kasvev and Kamavale. So Ziuri gave cover to Rabbi Echan, and he lifted Rabbi Echan on his shoulders and he took him across this body of water. And Amalei, so Rabbi Echan said to Ziri, Reis and Kshera, my Torah is kosher to you, and therefore you mechab me. And even so, Benasin like Kshera, you won't marry my daughter and you don't consider her kosher. Therefore, Rabbi Echan asked Ziri, my daitech, what is it that you hold? And Ilema, if you're going to tell me, midthan, based on our Mishnah that stated, Asar Yuchsin Olam Babel, Kahani Levi of Israeli, etc., that all the Yuchsin came up from Babel, including those who are apostle, and therefore you're unsure as to my lineage and as to my yichas, as maybe I'm an apostle. Otokan Levi of Israel Kulus Luku. Do you think that all the Kadam Levim and Israelim came up from Babel and went to Eretz Yisrael, and there were no other Kadam Levim and Israelim left in Babel? Keichad Ishtav Mahani, Ishtav Inam Mahani. And certainly Kadam Levim and Israelim stayed back in Babel. And the same is true regarding the Psulim that went up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, that although many went up to Eretz Yisrael, but there was still leftover Psulim in Babel. Therefore, just like Yechashish, that maybe I come from someone that's apostle, and maybe I come from Mishpacha that's not Miyuchesis. Well, the Maisa, it's possible that even though you come from Babel, you also come from a Mishpacha that's not Miyuchesis. And the Gemara tells us, Ishtamite Hada Om Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Echan at that point forgot Rabbi Elazar taught us, as the Maisa, according to Rabbi Elazar, would come out that certainly Babel is more Miyuchis than Eretz Yisrael, as Rabbi Elazar taught us, like Allah Ezra in Babel, actually Asa, Kitzelus Niki of Allah, that when Ezra went up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, he took all the Psalm with him, and this way he made Eretz Yisrael like pure flour. And as we saw from Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, as well as from Shmuel Rabbi Esi in the name of Rabbi Esi, as well as from Pitchas, Kala Ratzah is Isil Eretzol, Eretzol Isil Babel, and this way Ziri did have a taino, and there was a reason why Ziri did not want to marry into the family of Rabbi Echan, as certainly Ziri that was from Babel had better yichus than the family of Rabbi Echan. And the Gemara continues and tells us that even though Rabbi Yehuda was the Baal member that stated, Om Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Kala Ratzah is Isil Eretzol, Eretzol Isil Babel, and therefore there was with more purity in Bavel than in Eretzol, and the families of Bavel should have been miyuchases. However, that actually was only at the time of Ezra, but at a later point, the families in Bavel were already less miyuchas. The Gemara tells us, Ula iklu pimpadisa lebe Rabbi Yehuda. Ula went to pimpadisa, to the house of Rabbi Yehuda, and as we know, Rabbi Yehuda was a Rashiv in pimpadisa. Chazer Rabbi Yitzchak bade Rabbi Yehuda, the god of Lai Nasiv, and he saw that Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, was older, and he was not yet married. Amalei, my time alai convincibly mar is celebrate. So Ula asked Rabbi Yehuda, why is it that you did not yet marry off your son Rabbi Yitzchak? And Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda responded to Ula, miyadina meicha insev, that I'm not sure from where to marry him off, as lemaisa, people are not miyuchases, I'm nervous that I'm marrying off to someone that's not from a proper mishpacha. Amalei, so Ula responded to Rabbi Yehuda, oto anam miyadina meicha kasinon, we know with certainty where we come from, and we could also be puzzled, and this way you shouldn't be makbid as to who you marry off your son to, and as long as the chazaka that the kasha, you should follow the chazaka, and do mahanach the siv, maybe we come from those that says in the pasuk in Eicha, Nashim Betia and Inu Besula is Bar Yehuda, and possibly we also come from an illicit marriage between a guy and a woman from Klai Yisrael, and this way we're not miyuchasis either. And v'chitem, if you're going to tell me that Yichon ve'eved al Bar Basisol v'al kasha, that we hold like the mandama that Yichon ve'eved that Bar Basisol the vlad is a kasha and not a mamza, v'dum mahanach the sibu, but maybe we come from Yisrael that was a mezana with another woman. And the pasuk tells us in the Amos Hashechem al mita shein ustruchem al arseisam, and the pasuk discusses those people who sleep on beds of ivory, and the pashas, the pasuk means that they stretch out on couches. And the Gemara continues to explain, how do we know that there were people that were being mezana in Klal Yisrael? From Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina taught us, Eilu Bnei Adam, this is referring to people, Hamastinim Mayim, and Pneimim Tusei Marumim, that they relieve themselves and they go to the bathroom next to the beds while they're not wearing clothing, and that's why the pasuk says, Usuchim al Arseisam, that they make the beds disgusting. Umagadda Bar Avo, and Avo said that this can't be pshat, and he made fun of the pshat of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, because he hachir hainu d'chsiv, l'chein ato yiglu b'reish goylim, how could it be that would be the reason that it says in Amos that they went to Golis, b'shum ha-mastin ha-mayim ha-fleim ha-tiseim ha-rumim yiglu b'reish goylim, do you think that's why they will go to Golis and they'll lead the Golis? Elam Ravo states, eilu b'dei adam sha'itlu b'sheisim zeh m'zeh, u'madbikim ha-tiseim zu b'zu, they're referring to people that couples that eat and drink together and therefore they attach their bed to each other, u'machlif n'sheisim zeh m'zeh, and they swap wives with each other, u'masvichim ha-seisim b'shichu zeh she'inim shalem, and this manner they defile the beds with the shechva zera that's not theirs, and therefore we see that the people would swap wives, and therefore their children would be mamzerim. Therefore, Ula said to Rabbi Yehuda that you should make sure to marry off your son Rabbi Yitzchak, as just like you're nervous that maybe the mishpachas that you're going to marry into are not pure, potentially your mishpacha is not pure either. And the Gemara tells us, Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda said to Ula, Hechi Navid, so what should I do? Amalei, Ula said, Zil Basish Tikusa, you should go and find a family that are very quiet and don't fight with other people. Ki hide the butt kibbutz Merava, and this is the way that they would check out the people in Eretz Yisrael. Kiminsu Beitrei Bahadei Adadi, and when two people were fighting with each other, Chazu Haiminau Dekadim Shasek, they would look at which person that was Mivata and which one would be quiet first. Amri Haim Yichus Tvei, and they would say that showed that this person had greater Yichus. Amrav and Rav stated Shikusi De Bavel Haim Yichusa, that the quietness of the families in Bavel, that is their Yichus. And Ula gave an Eitz Rabbi that if you want to find a Mishpacha that's Miyuchus, go and find a family that doesn't fight. And Rashi says Shalacha Mishpacha Shaskanis Shestam Bnei Miriva Him Psulim Shem Tech Psulan Shiu Parsim Hem Natru Iva Vechzik Miriva. And the reason is because a family that's not muchzik and they don't have the proper yichus, then it must be that they have a lack of self-confidence and they have a complex, and that's why it caused them to fight with other people much more often. And Hagamar continues and tells us that L'chayr, we just said from Rav that Shikus above a Hainu Yichusa. Eini, how can you say that Rav said this? But Iklu Rav Lebei Bashafi Kola, that Rav went to this person who would go and pour vinegar, and he was a vinegar maker, Ubadakbu, and he was Baidik in that family. My Labi Yichususa, L'chayr means that he was Baidik their Yichus, and he wanted to make sure that he was. And the Gemara is bothered that according to Rav, that all you have to be Baidik in Bavel is if the family is quiet and they're not a family of quarrels, then L'chayr, why didn't he would just check if they were a quiet family? And the Gemara answers, Loi Bishtikusa, Einachanam, when Rav was Baidik that family, he was only checking if they were quarrelsome. Hachi Kamalu, and this is what Rav said to them, Bedaiku, Ishaski, Ilaishaski, go and check if they are quiet or if they're not a quiet family and are busy having machlekes. Amar Rabbi Yudam Rav, and Rav said the name of Rav, Emisu Shnei Bedei Adam Shemizgarim Zebizah, if you find that there are two people that are fighting together with each other, Shamitz Pasli, Ish Bechben, then it must be that one of them has a psalichas, Beiminicha, Isiludavik Ech Bechaveri, and as Rashi says, that is why, Minashemayim, they made sure that these two families will have a fight, and this way they won't be medabik with each other, and as Rashi says, Beiminicha, Isil Minashemayim, Ludavik Bechaveri, Lokain Natilu, Minashemayim, Riva Beinayim, and the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Shulman Levi, Rabbi Shulman Levi stated, although Rav said this regarding two people that are fighting with each other, however, Rabbi Shulman Levi says they have two people fighting with each other, that may be noble, but if you find two families that are fighting with each other, and once again, it must be that Kadosh Baruch Hu is making sure that these two families don't get together and don't intermarry. There must be a psul yichus in one of the families. And the Gemara continues with klolim regarding certain areas. Amra Papa Saba Mishmed Rav. Rav Papa Saba said an evil of the name of Rav, Bavel is Bria, that the area of Bavel is healthy, and as Rashi says, it's Bria Miyuchesis Vinakia, and Mishan is Mesa. However, Mishan is Mesa, Zok Rashi, Mamzerim, Gumur, and Kulam, that all of them are Mamzerim. Modai Chayla, Modai is sick, as Rashi says, Rubam Kshirim, Mutum Sulam, and Ravim Modai is Kosha. However, mute of them are Apostle and are Mamzerim, Kichayla Lolo, Sherubim, Chayim, just like sick people, that most of them get better and are healed. And finally, Elam is Geisus, as Rashi says, Rubam Sulam, Mutum Kshirim, that Rav Geisim Lamisa, and similarly, Rav people in Elam are Mamzerim, Umabin Chayla Geisim, as we explained, Rav Chayla Chayim, and Rav Geisim Lamisa. And the Gemara will continue and discuss what are the borders of Bavel regarding Yichus. And we know the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers were actually the borders of Bavel, and the Tigris was on the eastern side of Bavel, and the Euphrates ran alongside the western side of Bavel, and the Tigris and Euphrates are actually very long rivers, and they both flow basically parallel to each other, and they flow from north to west, and eventually very close by to the Persian Gulf, they meet along each other, and the Tigris River then flows into the Persian Gulf, and the Tigris River actually flows for 1,200 miles long, and the Euphrates is 1,700 miles long, and both of these rivers are not very wide. They're approximately 500 feet wide at its narrowest point, and these two rivers form the borders of the area that we call Bavel. And our Gemara will refer to the Tigris River as Diglas, or as Rashi says, it's referred to Chidekel, and the Euphrates River is called Peras. And our Gemara begins, Ad Hechni Bavel was considered the area of Bavel, and the area where people consider Miuchas, Rav Omad Har Azak, Rav says, to the east, it goes until Nahar Azak, Ushmol Amar and Nahar Yoini, which are both rivers that flow next to the Tigris River. And the Gemara now continues, El Bediglas Adhecha, as we stated, the Tigris River is a very long river, and therefore we don't say that Bavel goes the entire length of the Diglas River and the entire length of the Tigris. So Rav Amar, Bagdad Avna, Rav says it goes till area called Bagdad and Avna, Ushmol Amar and Mushkini, and he says it goes until the area called Mushkini. And Rashi explains that Mushkini was further upstream than Bagdad Avna, and therefore according to Shmuel, it comes out that Bavel was a larger area than according to Rav, and Lefi Shmuel, even families that live further upstream than Rav were still considered Miuchas, and according to Rav, those families were not necessarily Miuchas. The Gemara continues, and Esan Shmuel, V'loi Mushkini B'chlal, according to Shmuel, it's Mashma, that Mushkini was considered outside of Bavel, as it seems that Shmuel was telling us that Mushkini is the border, and it's not included in Bavel, and the Gemara therefore is, V'ram Chiba Abba Mashmuel, Mushkini Ari, K'goyle Yuchsin, that Mushkini is considered just like the rest of the Golas, and just like and therefore the people that live in Mushkini are considered Miuchases. And the Gemara answers, that when Shmuel stated that the area of Bavel goes until the area of Mushkini, it didn't mean Ad V'loya B'chlal, it meant Ad V'ad B'chlal, and Mushkini is included in the area of Bavel, and those families are considered Miuchases. And the Gemara now discussed the area of the Tigris River that is to the north, and the Gemara now continues and discusses the area of the Tigris to the south, and the Gemara answers, the southern area of the Diglas and to the Tigris River, what is considered part of Bavel and what area is already outside of Bavel. And the Gemara tells us, Amrav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel tells us, Adapamya Tata, it told the lower area of Apamya, and this is an area where the Euphrates River and the Tigris River already come together and already combine. And that is why when we discuss the western border of Bavel, we're not going to discuss the southern border as it pertains to the Euphrates and to the Peras River, because certainly that goes until the same area as we just mentioned regarding Diglas, regarding the lower area of Apamya. Shmuel just mentioned Apamya Tata, and therefore the Gemara says Tata Apamya Avyan, there are actually two areas called Apamya, Chod Elisa and Chod Tisarisa, one is on further upstream and one is further downstream, Chod B'Kashira and Chod B'Sula, one is considered part of the area which is Kasha, and one area, as Shmuel mentioned, which is Apamya Tata, is considered Pasul. People in that area are not considered Miuchesses, or Ben Chod L'Chod Parsa, and there's only one Parsa between both those areas, and in order to travel from one to the other, all you have to travel is 4 mil. And the Gemara tells us, and they were makbid on each other that they didn't want to intermarry with each other, and therefore they would not even lend to one another even a fire, and they would make sure to keep themselves completely separated. And the psimen for the area that's considered puzzle are those people that speak the language of Meshan. As we said before, Meshan is Mesa, that all people in Meshan are considered psulim, are considered considered mamzerim, and therefore the people that lived in the lower era of Pamya, they were considered psulim, and they were not considered miyuchasais, and l'chari it's a bit tzarech piyah, and it's mashman that the people in the lower era of Pamya, as well as the upper area of Pamya, were both makben on each other, and we understand why the upper area would be makben on the lower area, but l'chari, why would the lower area, who were considered psulim, be makbid on the upper area, as l'chari, they should want to get together with them, and they should want to try to intermarry in order to make themselves kosher. And the Gemara now continues and discusses the border of the Euphrates. Le'el b'prasat hecha, we know the western border above all is the Euphrates River. However, until what point at the upper part of the Euphrates River is considered part of Bavel? So Rav Amar, Rav says at Akrat Tobukni, which was a place at the upper area, Shmuel Amar at Gishra Bei Pras, Shmuel says that it's considered Bavel until the bridge, which is called the Euphrates Bridge. And Rabbi Echon Amar, Rabbi Echon says at Ma'aver is the Gizma, that's till the area which was called the Gizma Crossing. And the Gemara continues and tells us that although in the time of Rav and Shmuel there was a question as to what area is considered Bavel and what area is considered Miuchases and which area of Bavel is not considered Miuchases, however at a later point the Yichus actually got Shvacha and the area of Bavel actually shrunk, and Laid Abaya became Rabbi Yosef ad Rav, and therefore Abaya, and some say it was Rabbi Yosef, cursed anyone that followed the Shita of Rav, and they said that anyone until the area that Rav said, which was Al Akra de Topukni, are considered Kasher, and anyone that's further upstream would not be Kasher. And the Gemara is immediately bothered that L'chira Shmuel Shita was even more Kal than Rav, and Shmuel said that the area of Bavel went further upstream than Rav, and therefore the Gemara is on Abaya and Rabbi Yosef ad Rav Layit, why would Rabbi Yosef or Abaya curse those people that follow the Shita of Rav and the Shmuel Layit, and why wouldn't they curse the people that follow the Shita of Shmuel? Certainly they should curse those people, as Shmuel was even more Makel than Rav. And the Gemara answers El Layit ad Rav, Koshkin ad Shmuel, that in the Chanami they actually cursed those that followed Rav Shita, and certainly they cursed those that followed Shmuel Shita, V'Bayis Emo, or some say Loilam ad Rav Layit ad Shmuel Layit in the Chanami. When the Gemara tells us Layit Abaya v'Tim Rabbi Yosef ad Rav, it specifically meant Rav and not Shmuel. And why is that? Because the Gishrei Press L'Tatoya Avakai, that although nowadays we know the Euphrates Bridge is higher up than the area of Akrat Hobukni, and therefore it would come out that Shmuel was more Makel than Rav. However, in the time of Rav Shmuel, Gishra de Bei Pras, this Euphrates Bridge was actually built at a lower point than Rav, and therefore Shmuel was actually more Machman than Rav, and that's why Abaya only cursed those who followed Rav, as Abaya felt that certainly at that point we can't follow Rav and we have to follow Shmuel, that the area of Bavel is much smaller, and therefore Yichus got worse at that point. And when getting married, a person shouldn't rely on the Shita of Rav, and we continue on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, Va'idna Hu Delo Prasai, however the Persians moved the bridge, and the bridge nowadays is actually further upstream than the Shita of Rav, but in Chanami, originally Shmuel Shita was more chamur than Rav, and that's why Abaya and Rabbi Yosef only cursed out those that followed Rav Shita. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Abaya Rabbi Yosef, Abaya said to Rabbi Yosef, L'hagisa de pras ad hecha, we discussed the eastern side of Bavel, and Rav said that the eastern side of Bavel goes to Nahar Azak, and Shmuel says ad Nahar Yoini, but the Gemara did not yet discuss the western side of Bavel, and how far do we say that the western side of Bavel continues, and what is the border of the western side? Amalei Rabbi Yosef said, my daitech mishum biram, what is the shaila, because of the area called biram, and the shaila is if that's included in Bavel or not, as biram lemaisa was further to the west of the Euphrates River, maybe that's not included in Bavel, and therefore the people in that area are not considered miyuchas. And Rabbi Yosef stated tabaya miyachsus pimpidisa mi biram nasbi, that we know that the people that were careful about yichus and lived in pimpidisa, they would not have any problem marrying someone from biram, and therefore we see that biram is included in Bavel, and it's considered that those people are considered miyuchasim, and it would seem that there were no other settlements or areas where people lived to the west of the Euphrates. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef pointed out to Abaya that Yeshayla is not relevant to Alocha, as the only city that may be in Afkamina is Benegea Biram, and we know the status of Biram. And the Gemara continues, Amar Papa, K'machlekes Yuchsin, this machlekes that we had regarding Yuchsin as to what is considered Bavel and what is not considered Bavel is Kach machlekes Letni Gittin, is a similar machlekes Benegea Dinam, Funny Nechlam, that we find Benegea Gittin, because we learned in Mesechtes Gittin that I may be getting Medinis Yom, Tzarech Lem, Funny Nechlam, aside for someone that brings a get in the Eretz Yisrael or in Bavel. And the Gemara explained that there are two reasons why we had to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam, either because they weren't b'kiyum b'lishma, and in Bavel they were b'kiyum b'lishma, or it's because in Shiaras Mitzuyah Sham, and in Bavel it was Shiaras Mitzuyah Sham. If you want to know the boundaries of Bavel, then the same machlekes that we had between Rav and Shmuel, etc., in our Gemara, as to the boundaries and the borders and the area of Bavel, is the same b'negeya, the din of b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam, and Rabbi Yosef Amar, machlekes l'yuchzin, that although we had this machlekes b'negeya yuchzin, I will get in divrei kol, ala b'tinyan de gishor, when deciding if there's an area that you have to stay b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam, then it goes further upstream and it extends all the way to the area which was known by its landmark that it was the second willow swamp, which was past the Euphrates River, and we will stop over here.